This is Brian O'Sullivan reporting live via sat phone from the outskirts of Jerusalem. Over the last 72 hours, me and my cameraman, James Spencer, have witnessed an event of epic proportion. When I last reported, we were in northern Israel giving you a play-by-play of what was happening. On our journey to Jerusalem, we have picked up bits and pieces of information, some from very reliable sources, and some from what we've learned by talking to our station in Seattle. We've learned that this attack was unprovoked. The multinational force that has been laying waste to much of Israel is being led by the Russian Federation. There are 9 other individual nations also involved in aggressive military operations against Israel. My sources confirm that Iran, Germany, Lebanon, and Ethiopia have tens of thousands of troops actively engaging in the hostilities. Once we have confirmed the remaining 5 nations where they are located in Israel, how many troops they volunteered in this campaign, and what world leader or leaders gave the go-ahead for this war, we will surely let you know. Roughly midway between northern Israel and Jerusalem is an area we drove through called the Plains of Megiddo. We thought what we saw 3 days ago was horrific. I've never seen so many corpses on a battlefield. Men were locked in hand-to-hand combat, fixed bayonets, small caliber handguns, killing each other with their bare hands. It was as if the IDF knew this had to be their last stand, because it's very clear that the target of interest is Jerusalem, which is now surrounded and under siege and could fall at any moment now. The Israeli forces has given a valiant effort to defend themselves and the holy city of Jerusalem nearly down to the last man. They have been overwhelmed, overpowered, outmanned, outgunned, and soon, or so it appears, conquered by this 10-nation juggernaut. It's 8:39 p.m. local time. Darkness has risen, and the last bastion of hope to hold Jerusalem is fast slipping away. I see the attacking forces smashing one of the last defensive positions 300 meters from one of the roads that leads into the city. I don't know why, but the 10-nation army has halted its advance. All gunfire has absolutely ceased. There's something happening. I can't explain in words. The sky is opening. Every soldier on the battlefield is gazed in amazement, staring up, trying to fathom what is happening. I see light coming from the darkness, literally. Something's coming from the sky. It's very bright, not blinding, but you can feel positivity and truth all around. Messiah, is that you?